عبادي وادخلي جنتي. So this is our ultimate goal, inshallah wa ta'ala. And we will keep this in mind and inshallah wa ta'ala keep on striving for good. Whatever comes in our way, whatever goodness comes in our way, we will try to adapt it. And whatever bad comes towards our way, we will try to filter it, inshallah wa ta'ala. And if when we are striving for good, and inshallah wa ta'ala, we will have self-control. Okay, what quality did we learn from Surah Yusuf? What were the three qualities we learned? Repeat the ayah. It's in Surah Al-Balad, 30th juz, and the last three ayahs. Okay, sister? Taqwa, sabr, and ihsan. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So let's summarize the test Yusuf alayhi salam was subjected to. Does anybody remember? We were going through like a story, and then alhamdulillah we extracted some points for us, lessons for us. First, he was tested by his brothers, right? Then he was thrown into the well. Soul was come later, but we will go systematically, inshallah wa ta'ala. And then he was sold, right? Then he was tested by being staying away from his family. It is a very hard thing for a child of 11, 12 years old. Then he was being seduced. Then he was tested by being imprisoned. False accusation. Then he was tested by given status. Then he was tested by given power. And he was tested by his intellect. Subhanallah. You see the variety of tests he was put through. And he was one of the Ulul Azm prophets who were tested the most. One of them. Subhanallah. So I want you to write one thing for yourself to work on upon going through Surah Yusuf. From his character. What we can adapt. I mean, and everybody has a different struggle on everything, right? So everybody has to struggle for something different. So any point you would like for yourself? Yeah? Not really? Okay, inshallah, we'll move forward. Then we stay positive in every session, subhanallah. That is the attitude. Stay positive, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best. Stay humble. The circumstances happen, for the time being, they just like very glimpse, situation. But the outcome can be beautiful, subhanallah. Strong character in yourself and your kids, inshallah wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan kathira for sharing, inshallah wa ta'ala. Then we learned that we will register our complaints in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Not in front of people. Because it is not worth it. And we will stay positive. Will not despair by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And will strive to be a muhsin, inshallah wa ta'ala. See, in almost every para, this is coming. Be a muhsin, be a muhsin. So it is an indication that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. Right? Then we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates situations we cannot understand, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm is infinite. We have to learn to take criticism and have to do our islah accordingly while holding on to our emotions. So very important. When we make decisions when we are emotional, they are not good. So calm yourself down. And then take decision, whatever you have to. So being emotional will not help. So we have to. Then again, the self-control comes into picture. That's what it is. So then we learn that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises ranks of whomsoever He wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate authority to do so. We learned that dreams do come true with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not when we want, but on His own schedule. And it's so, and this is where sabr comes, right? And it is very hard. It's a very hard thing to do. You know, like you have to be patient and wait for the time when your prayers are answered and whenever you get whatever you desire. So it's a big thing. But inshallah wa ta'ala, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will try to develop that. Surah Ra'd gives us reason to why we should develop the qualities learned from Surah Yusuf, meaning taqwa, sabr and ihsan we just discussed. Then we have to evaluate ourselves that the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not catch us right away, no matter what we do. So do I overlook people's mistakes too, the same way? And am I fruitful with the people around me? This is so very important. So very important. Then we were given the recipe of success. We learned the qualities of the people of intellect. They keep the ties of kinship. They keep promises, enjoin good, forbid evil, and they spend. And spend is also a topic. It's coming in every juz. Have you noticed? How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to spend. In different forms and shapes, we are learning this in different. Now we have to evaluate ourselves under these qualities. We have to scrutinize that. As our character has to be accordingly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing here. So we have to do a self-assessment. You know, it could be difficult. You know, it is not easy to criticize your own self. You know, but we have to do it if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, inshallah wa ta'ala. If we have them, then alhamdulillah. And if unfortunately we lack some of the qualities, do not despair. We still have time. We surely can develop these qualities, right? The main thing is that we are aware of them. Now we have to strive and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, inshallah wa ta'ala, by doing his zikr, and it will bring contentment of our hearts, inshallah wa ta'ala. So it's a win-win situation, inshallah wa ta'ala, for us, inshallah. We will not only dream about Jannah, then we learn that too. But we will make dua with yaqeen for it too, inshallah wa ta'ala. So we have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah, inshallah wa ta'ala. We learn the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Ibrahim. And are you going to write his qualities? Anyone? Quickly, so we can conclude our session, inshallah. He was focused, grateful. He was not a politist. Right? So, alhamdulillah. And we will try to be fruitful like Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we will work on bringing goodness in our lives. A true believer is always fruitful. All right. Now, we have an upcoming Surah Al-Hijr. Starting of the juz, and we will inshallah go to Atlanta, Georgia for juz 14th with Sister Faiza. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge, and may we take every warning given seriously. Every glad tiding given as a blessing that we were fortunate to learn it before it was too late. Alhamdulillah. Stay focused, write notes, and inshallah wa ta'ala, we will be good students, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put loads of barakah in our time. Ameen summa ameen. Jazakumullah khairan kathira wa asan jada. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan kathiran kathira. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to come another day with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's be very happy and very excited, and let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our focus and we're able to get whatever we can. One note I just want to share with you, you know, sometimes when we learn too much information in such a short time that we're doing right now, sometimes shaitan makes you feel overwhelmed. And he says, you know what, it is too much and we're not able to do that. So let's just give up altogether. Never feel that. You know why? Because this journey of Quran is not for this reason that we can grab all the things that we learn and when we implement it right away. Nobody is perfect. Nobody can do that unless Allah wills. Illa mashallah. So the point we can learn here is that it's okay. We are here just to get the information only and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I can get make it possible for me. And whatever I miss, make it possible for me later in my life. But the intention has to be there that, oh Allah, I am here for you. Okay, inshallah. Now let's begin today's session with listening to the recitation of first few ayahs of Surah Al-Hijr, and then we'll begin from there.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, with the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will begin Juz 14 today. Can you imagine we are already on Juz 14? When I was preparing for this, I just didn't realize it. Time is flying so fast and we are already on Juz 14. Let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made it possible for us to reach this far and make the dua that we reach till the end, inshallah. In yesterday's Juz, we learn an ayah in Surah Ra'ad in the beginning of it. In that, we learn that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of the people until they change what is in themselves. From this ayah, we learn that we need to develop personality that is the cause for the risings of the nations. In your screen, you see the traits of a rising nations. There are 4 points plus 9 more points that we learn from the Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the traits that are needed in the rising of the Ummah. Today we see that Muslim Ummah is in a sleeping zone. For the first 1,000 years, when Islam came, it was on the rise. You know why? Because people were living by the book and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it in this world. When you follow the book, you will go through the rise. Then what happened? Slowly but surely, Muslims start diverting away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can see the result right now, the humiliation at its max. Muslims are living a life of a slavery. They don't have the mindset of their own. Yes, it may appear that Muslims are free, but if you think about it, economically, they're slaves. Physically, they may be free, but when they dress up and they copy the lifestyles of non-Muslims, that also shows that they are not free that way either. Our generation's mindset is in their hand. All the innovations and advancements, they have it. We are becoming a followers. We are not the inventors anymore. We are not the scientists anymore. We are not the nation that people would look up to anymore. We are not the one who come up with the algebra and mathematician and the advancement of the technology anymore. The iPhone we have, it is by them. The Samsung we have, it is by them. The Android we have, it is by them. Where is Muslim Ummah? And what made Muslim Ummah go to sleep? So here we learn Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that 4 things we learned in yesterday's Quran that we need to develop if we want to participate in being a nation towards the rising nation, meaning the nation of Islam, meaning the Ummah Tawassad, the leaders of the world. You know why? Because the world is made by who? Created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody creates something, don't you think that his name should go there? If you look at the globe, all the countries claim it is their country, so their flag should be there. And the whole world, the whole globe belongs to who? Lillahi ma fi samawati wal ard, right? We've been learning this ayah comes so many times. What do we learn from this? If this globe, this earth belongs to Allah, then every country, every place, every ocean, every sea should have a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we can learn these phrases that we need to develop and start working on ourselves so we can be, inshallah, able to raise the ummah that can be the leaders of the whole world. So what is it? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, first thing we need to develop is amana, trust. You have to be very trustworthy, take care of other people's trust. And number two, truthfulness. Be as truthful as possible. Number three, best manners. Today, Muslims lack manners. They may be doing full-time five salons, but when it comes to manners and dealings, they are lacking of it. This is why we need to work on that. Number four, moderate eating habits. Moderate eating habits, meaning we have to know what is it that is changing us. If you can put the first slide, please, inshallah. Moderate eating habits and also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the nine things we learn, this is from the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have these nine traits, then inshallah we will be stepping towards the rise of the ummah. And what is this? Number one, fear Allah in everything. Number two, just and fair in all occasions, meaning do not favoritism is not allowed. Today we see Muslim Ummah is really falling in this trap of favoritism. And then the next point is choose middle path. Whether rich or poor, do not exceed in spending. People, Muslim Ummah, they over exaggerate in spending money in different stuff. So we need to really understand this. And sometimes they become too stingy when they don't have enough. So we need to choose the middle path. And the next thing Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us is that keep kinship ties with those who break it. Notice here, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say keep kinship ties who are good with you. He said keep kinship ties with those who break it. And the next point is give to those who don't give. Meaning, look at the family members. Think of the name that you probably hate or probably dislike. Give it to them and then start from there. And then the next point is when quiet, when you're not talking, think. Become a contemplator. Become a thinker. And this is how you're going to earn the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next point is, when talking, do good thing. Do the zikr. Say something beneficial. And the next point is, when seeing, learn lesson. Meaning, whenever you see something, try and consider that thing as a teacher of yours. Whether it's a fly, whether it's an ant, whether it's a plant, or whether it's a food, whatever it is, whether it's your clothes, or whether it's mirror, whatever you are looking at, try to seek lessons from it. And the last point is advise others to do good. Inshallah, with these traits in ourselves, imagine if we do it and we transfer it in our children and they do it to their. So inshallah, within one generation, we can see the change. And then why should we be grateful? That's another thing that we learned yesterday. If we are grateful for this Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it in our lives and the lives of our others who are around us. Alhamdulillah. Now, next, let's go to the next slide. In the next slide, we learn the theme of Juz 14. What is the theme today? Be like a bee. I want you to write it down and try to imagine what it really means. There in Surah Al-Nahl, Nahl is a bee. We will learn وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to the bee to how to live this life and what exactly your job is. So you and I, since we are here to learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inspiring us too, right? We are also being receiving the revelation. This is wahi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspiring us through this wahi how to live this life. So inshallah, let's strive to be like a bee. Now, you know why? What's so special about the bee? Let's go to the next slide and we will understand what honeybee's traits are. Honeybee basically is the bee whose life is throughout, she benefits people. The very first thing we need to notice is that honeybee is female And who are we? Female. Their male honeybee doesn't have much job to do except just to fertilize female. That's all he has, right? And female is the one who runs the whole organization of producing honeybee. Honeybee lives a purposeful life. Honeybee is the one who actually travels 50,000 miles in her lifetime to gather the nectar to be beneficial and make the honey, right? So we can ask this question, how much do I travel for the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Honeybee actually sucks 2,000 flowers before it can produce half a teaspoon of honey. And, you know, we're so careless. We even put so much honey on the spoon and we just wash it off, not even thinking that it took 2,000 flowers for honeybee to produce just some honey. So we need to understand how hard honeybee works. If you see in this slide, the comparison of a believer and a honeybee. Honeybee lives a purposeful life. We can ask question, do I want to live a purposeful life? Honeybee does not get distracted. We can ask, are we focused? Honeybee travels a lot to achieve its goal. We can ask ourselves that, do we want to do that, attain knowledge and strengthen Islam, and that is my goal or not? And honeybee works for the benefit of others selflessly. He doesn't even taste honey himself, right? So, and he produces pure honey. So we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can do self-analysis. Are my deeds really pure and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do I help others? Or I am, can somebody please turn off their mic? And what I was saying, yeah. So do I do everything for selfish reasons, for myself only, or do I do it for somebody else too? So, alhamdulillah. And if you go to the next slide, you see that honeybee works as a team. Right? And everybody obeys to the queen. And I can also ask myself, do I work in a team or do I get upset at people and I want to work solo? You know, solo people don't go too far. They cannot really bring a change in a large scale. So we have to work together, take our family with us, take our people with us, take our friends with us. Only then we can achieve big, inshallah. And also we learn here that honeybee increases its efforts season-wise, meaning in spring, colony has 10 to 15,000 workers, while in summer, it increases to 50 to 60,000 workers. So a believer increase your effort more in more special seasons to gain. Like, for example, this month of Ramadan. So there's so much to learn. I have a job for you. Are you ready to take it? We have already done 14 juz, right? So the homework for today is you go home, you do some research about honeybee, and you share it with your family, your husband, your kids, your whoever lives in your home. You know why? Because this is how you're going to teach them the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let them ponder upon honeybee, how beneficial it is and how tiny it is, and yet it produces and does so much work. The lifespan of honeybee is only 6 weeks. Do you know that? And they do so much work and they get so much work done. We are given such a long life, 10, 20, almost 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And what do we do? What do we have to show when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we go to the next slide, we learn, be like the bee who sits only on the fragrant flowers. Meaning, if we want to be like a bee, then we should only stick around to pious people, good company. Good company matters a lot. So what do we need to do? We need to really attach ourselves with the people who are actually there and they have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, because love of Allah is catchy. When some people do it, you feel energetic around them. Don't be around people who are lazy and who really puts things off, because you know what? It's catchy too. People become like them. So if you want to be a honeybee and like to produce benefits for this dunya, so you can be reaping the benefits hereafter, then think about it. How you want to live this life, right? And if you do that, you will remain fresh and beautiful more than honeybee, inshallah. If you go to the next slide, you know, we learned here that a honeybee is apart from producing honey, helps in pollination and other tasks too. Meaning, what we can learn from this is that we have some skills. We can use it in one way, and of course, side benefits, there are so many of them. So if you have any skill, develop it more and then use it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be sewing skill, it could be cooking skill, it could be talking skill, it could be sharing skill, it could be organization skill, it could be any. You just have to figure out what you are good at and just do that. And you know, when I talk about helping other beneficial, benefiting others, what does that mean? What comes in your mind when you hear that? Does it mean that you only become a teacher of the Quran? No. You can benefit people with so many ways. First, you educate yourself, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you figure out what is your strength, and then use that strength and just go for it, inshallah. And honeybee, a single colony of honeybees has only one queen, which lays 2,000 eggs per day. So you, being the leader of the ummah, has to work tirelessly to produce so many offsprings that can really take the flag of Islam and move forward, inshallah. If you go to the next slide, the lifespan I already talked about is only 6 weeks. So inshallah, this month of Ramadan, so many days left. Try to make the best out of this month of Ramadan. And before the month of Ramadan leaves, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want to end this month of Ramadan without being beneficial, without being grateful, without being sabireen, and without being muhsin. And you watch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen for you. And now let's go to the next slide, and we learn the connection between Juz 13 and Juz 14 themes. If you remember, Juz 13 theme was be grateful, right? So when gratitude comes in the heart, then a person wants to be beneficial to others. So this is why you and I bee need to be like a bee. And of course, bee is female, and female is the one who's doing all the work, not male. So understand the potential that you and I have. It is the female who gets involved in everything. It is the female who makes the world a beautiful and colorful place to live. It is the female who raises the nations. It's not the man. Man is too busy earning income, and when they come home, they're too tired. It is the female who organizes. It is the female who do tarbiyah of the kids. It is the female who makes things work. It is the female who puts the sugar in a pot. Meaning, a man can be the one who can provide a cup of tea, but it is the female who put the sugar and make the tea sweeten. So consider yourself very efficient part of this, you know, ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, inshallah. Now, in order to achieve all that, you know, we need to make dua. So let's go to the next slide. And in that, we will learn the dua about laziness. Meaning, how can you and I be the honeybee? Unless and until we take the laziness out of ourselves, we won't be able to do as much as honeybee did. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught this dua in Mishkat. We learn, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali. Notice this word kasali. Kasal means laziness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take it out, this laziness out of me. Wa a'udhu bika min al-bukhli wal-jubni wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati dayni wa qahri al-rijal. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and grief. Say this dua with me. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and grief. Because if you are worrying and you have some kind of a sorrow, you're not going to be beneficial because you'll be too busy worrying about yourself. And I seek refuge in your from helplessness and laziness. Meaning, I don't want to be something that they cannot do anything. And laziness. And from miserliness and cowardice. And I seek refuge in you from overpowering of debts and domination of others. Such a beautiful dua, inshallah. Now let's go to the Juz 14. Juz 14 begins with Rubama, the word Rubama. Rubama means once upon a time. And in this juz, there are so many lessons. Along with those, there are a few that I've written down in here, meaning in the lessons from the honeybee, inshallah. And woman is a building block of the society. Consider yourself that you are the most most important building block for the, any society, and be just and fair, because this is where the rise of the nations happens, and learn lessons from history, and don't forget Akhirah, because if we keep Akhirah as our focus, inshallah, everything will be falling in the right place, and superstitions have no place in Islam, and Quran has answer for everything. So this is why seek guidance from Quran, and of course, we will learn that universe is working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can learn how can we do the same. And now, let's go to ayah number 1 to 15 slide, and the topic for this paragraph is wishing for being Muslim. What does that mean? Wishing for being Muslim. Meaning, we want to be a Muslim because those people who are kafirin, the disbelievers, they will be wishing to be a Muslim. And you know what? We will learn, inshallah, once you go to the ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Let's begin with ayah number 1. Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitabi wa Qur'an mubin. These are the verses of the book and a clear Qur'an. And rubama yavantul ladina kafaru law kanu muslimin. Perhaps those who disbelieve will wish that they had been Muslims. Notice here, who are they? They are the disbelievers who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be wishing that we would be Muslim. Question: do I and you feel that we have such a big, huge treasure? You know why? Because Muslims don't even think that they have something special. They're always in a denial mode. They're always in a mode that they are the one who are suffering. They're always in a mode that they are the one who have to live and do certain things. They never value the iman. And notice here, disbelievers will be wishing one day. Let's take a moment here and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am a Muslim. Imagine if you were not Muslim, what would you be doing right now? You know, it's possible that you may be learning Bible at this moment, or you may be learning Gita at this moment, or you may be learning some other worldly stuff in this morning, right? So having an iman with Islam is such a valuable treasure. Let's make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us value our iman. Because most of the time when we keep ourselves busy in this world and the problems of this world and the attitudes of this world's people, then we forget that we are so super rich. We are the biggest, we have the biggest treasure that anyone can hold. And what else we learn here? Let them eat and enjoy themselves and be diverted by false hope, for they are going to know. May Allah save us from this regret. And we did not destroy any city, but for it was a known decree. No nation will precede its term, nor will they remain thereafter. And they say, O you upon whom the message has been sent down, indeed you are mad. Can you imagine? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called, you are mad. Imagine if you and I tell somebody some good thing and they say, you're crazy, you're mad. How would you feel? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given these titles. Can you imagine? And you and I say, you know what? I have been inviting my aunt for a while. She's not coming and she's calling me names. I'm not going to talk to her. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took all these names without any complaints. لَوْ مَا تَأْتِينَ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Why do you not bring us the angels if you should be among the truthful? You know what? In other words, people are making him look low, that you have nobody to support you. Who are you to come and talk to us? Imagine today somebody does this to you. You know, when people come to Islam and when they become a conscious Muslim, other people say that to them too. Oh, well, look at her. She was doing all the other things before, and look at her now. Now she has changed, and now she's telling us what to do. Who is she to do that? And مَا نُنَزِلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ فَمَا كَانُوا إِذَا مُنْزِرِينَ. We do not send down the angels except with truth, and they, that is the disbelievers, would not then be reprieved. Indeed, it is we who send down the message that is put on, and indeed, we will be its guardian. Highlight this ayah, because we should know that this Quran is protected we have no doubts about this Quran in our heart. You know why? Because the minute doubt comes, you will not be able to benefit from this book. So may Allah make us free from this any doubts and keep our ummah also focused, and they do not have any doubt. Today, people are asking all kinds of questions. Quran is not the book for today's time. Quran is an old version and we need a new reformed version and stuff like that. You hear talks like that all the time. So may Allah save us. And we had certainly sent messengers before you, O Prophet, among the sects of the former people. And no messenger would come to them except that they ridiculed him. Imagine if you are being ridiculed, be smiley, be happy, because it's a sunnah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ridiculed. So if we are being ridiculed for following the Islam, if we are being ridiculed for covering ourselves, you should be happy, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you for. Kadhalik. Thus, do we insert it, that is denial, into the hearts of the criminal? People think that they're the one who are making decision, right? You and I also think that too. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who inserts this denial into the heart of people. Why? Because they initiate it, and that's why. They will not believe in it while there has already occurred the precedent of the former people. And even if we open to them a gate from the heavens, they continue their inner sin. What do we learn here? They will still not get it. They would say, our eyes have been dimmed. Rather, we are a people affected by magic. This is what happened. When people don't open up their heart, this is the excuses and illusion they come up with. So what do we learn in this paragraph? Disbelievers will go through the regrets. What are some of the timing that they will be regretting? Well, number one, at the time of the death. Number two, when they will see the hellfire. And number three, upon entering the hellfire. And number four, when they will see some Muslims leaving after completing their punishment term, that's when they will regret. And number five is plains of Mahshar. When people will be gathering there, that's the place they will be regretting. I wish I had accepted the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish I was a conscious Muslim, not just a born Muslim, not really obeying the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us all from these regrets and never make fun of followers of the deen. So important. Today we have so many jokes in the name of culture, and we have these jokes passing around in the name of Maulvi, Maulana. They have long beard, they wear weird clothes, and they eat certain food, and they smell. All these jokes people forward without any guilt on their social media. So don't be part of that. Quran is a reminder. Allah is protecting this book, and do not rely on any false hope. And have work meaning, that means you should work for it, not just wish for it. Jannah doesn't come by wishing and making dua. People say, I'm making dua. Obviously, everybody's going to make a dua. Even kafir make a dua too. All disbelievers, you think they don't make dua for Jannah? They do. So, Jannah doesn't come by making du'as only. People who deny Quran will be in deep, deep regrets. May Allah save us all from this. And the next slide, if you see this paragraph from 16 to 25, we will learn balance in the universe. Meaning, this balance, we will be learning from the nature. Let's observe the nature in these ayahs. Alhamdulillah. Ayah number 16. وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجٍ وَزَيَّنَّا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ And we have placed within the heaven great stars and have beautified it for the observers. Don't they look pretty at night? If you look up, such a beautiful, pretty sky. But you know what? Today, people don't even have time to look up because they have the time to look at the screen only. So if you have kids, let them go out, sit outside at night, observe, let them look through the telescope and talk about nature. The closer you are to nature, the more nearness of Allah and the love of Allah you can feel. And we have protected it from every devil expelled from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know these meteor showers that happen and, you know, shooting stars? This is, you know why? because this is a system. It's a security system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed to kill the shayateen. Except one who steals a hearing and is pursued by a clear burning flame. This is what the shooting star job is and meteor shower job is. And the earth we have spread it and cast there in firmly set mountains and caused to grow therein something of every well-balanced thing. What do we learn from this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is growing everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching balance through nature. The nature itself is such a big lesson, but people unfortunately think it's science only and that's it. Where is the connection between science and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what they don't teach in school system, and this is where you and I have to step in. As a believer, we need to connect the science to the creator of the science. Only then the love of Allah will develop in kids, right? So if your kids are grown up, don't worry about it. Make an intention right now that you will do this for your grandkids, inshallah. And number 20, and we have made for you there a means of living, and for those for whom you are not providers. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created job for everybody, all the livelihood that comes from this earth. There is nothing on the face of this earth that doesn't come from this earth. No matter what kind of business you run, it all starts from earth. Because if you don't eat food, you have no energy and you cannot produce anything. And there is not a thing but with us and its depositories. Very beautiful ayah. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدِنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدْرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. In this ayah we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we do not send it down except according to a known specified measure. People say, you know, oil is running out. What's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could do something else. Back then it was a coal. People said that's going to run out. And the wood, that's going to run out. And then they say natural gas, they say that's going to run out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave gasoline, people say that's going to run out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something else. Why do we have to worry about it? This world is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody came up with this concept, you know, food will run out 50 years from now or whatever years he said. And then they started producing artificial production, GMO food. But guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have replaced it with something else. But no, when people try to take the world in their own hand, you know what happens? Today we can see that the health crisis because of the GMO fertilization that they use and the non-natural food that people are being fed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, khazain, the treasures of all the resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and He takes it out whenever it's needed, and He takes it out as much as needed. Imagine if it rains all the time. It's going to be flooded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives just enough rain what is needed for that land. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put everything all at once, all the wheat crop grows all at once until the day of judgment. Then, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gives whatever it's needed. And also for us to learn. Sometimes people say, I want more money in my life. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that person more money. Maybe he become straight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much to give who and what time and until what. And how much amount and what is it good for them. Because we don't know. So rest assured, this world is planned and run by an organized way, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who can be the most organized and best planner than Allah? People think they are the one who is suffering, and they are the one who have to plan for this world. And this is why people have come up with all kinds of worldly stuff that is actually decreasing the ozone layer. And who is doing all that? It is the sins of the humans and the mistakes of the humans that they make. Ayah number 22. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ. And we have sent the fertilizing winds. Now we know that the cross-pollination happens because of the winds. And sent down water from the sky and giving you drink from it. And you are not its retainers. Meaning if we want to, we cannot retain it. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes this ecosystem. Do you know how the ecosystem works? It works automatically. It's on a self-auto-driven mode. You know what that means? That means that everything is taking care of another thing. For example, if the chicken eats the insects eat the worms, and worms eat something else, and the birds eat the seeds that the plant drops. Everything is taking care of themselves. It is a perfect system where no human is needed. If right now all humans die, this world would live if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, because it is self-sustaining. You can write this word down in your notes that this world is self-sustained. Allah does not need us. We need Allah. We need to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you feel the love of Allah right now? Do you feel the oneness of Allah right now? Who is doing all that? All those people who are being worshipped as an idols? Or is it Allah? Or the people who are lying down in their graves? Or is it Allah? Or the people who are shayukh and people go and make dua through them? Or is it Allah? Who is doing all that? And indeed, it is we who give you life and cause death. And we are the inheritor. Do you know your death? But did you know your birth date? You didn't. This is why you don't know the death, your death date either. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell you this day you're going to born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell you this day you're going to die. Right? So ayah number 24. And we have already known the preceding generations among you. And we have already known the latter ones. Do we know? 10 generations ago, what was your father's great-grandfather's name? People don't even know their lineage. And do you know how many kids your kids will have? Even if they have any, you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I know what you were. I know what you will be. I know exactly how many kids your kids will have and if their kids will be in Islam or not. Your job is, and my job is to really serve Allah's deen only. That's all we need to worry about. Nothing else matters. Think about it. Does anything matters or not? Nothing matters. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ayah number 25. And indeed, your Lord will gather them. Highlight this part. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ إِنَّهُ حَكِيمٌ أَلِيمٌ. Your Lord will gather them. Indeed, He is wise and knowing. What do we learn from this section? Universe is perfect example of balance. You know, this water that we drink, it's what? It's made of two elements, right? Hydrogen and oxygen. Two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen. Hydrogen does what? Oxygen actually burns, and hydrogen is something that helps aid burning, right? So when they both are enemies of each other, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them combined and live with each other. You know why? Because this is balance. And we in this dunya, when we live with people who may be hurting us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you live with a balanced life, you know what you do and you stay within your limits, then and you actually do what you're supposed to be doing, then there should be a balance in life. There shouldn't be any frictions in the family. There shouldn't be any tug of war going on. And kids will know their balance and parents will know their balance. They will know their limits and kids will know their limits. There will be no fighting. There will be no divorces. There will be no disagreements. Balance is the key to successful life. Let's make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really, truly teaches us to live balanceful life, inshallah. And the meteor shower, the shooting stars, hit shaitan. And Allah is a provider of all resources. Think about it. Whatever problem I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help it. Whatever resources I am lacking in my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give me. If I am lacking confidence, Allah can give me. If I am lacking skills, Allah can give me. If I am lacking some other problem, Allah can give me. Allah is the owner of all treasures. He knows exactly what is needed and when it is needed. So when we ask something and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us right away, rest assured, this may be not the right time for me because I don't know if I can handle this or not. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives too much of anything, people become arrogant. So this is a good thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes doesn't accept our dua right away because we do not know how we will handle. Some people, when they are giving too much blessing in a short time, you know what happens to them? They become so arrogant that they even forget to pray namaz or pray salah. So what do we learn here? Rely upon Allah. His decisions are best ones. You know why? Because He is Al-Hakim. In the next paragraph of ayahs, from 26 to 44, we learn the soul, light, is trapped in dust body. Meaning, our soul is made of light. Meaning, it is nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation. Our soul needs revelation as a light. And it is trapped in this body that is made of dust. In these ayahs, we will learn what is the worth of human. Because when we say, I want this, and we want this, and this is why the world should work, and this is how the people should treat me. No, who are we to begin with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here. And this topic, this comes in many places. And everywhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the originality of a person. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created with such an insignificant dirt material that is available in abundance. Nobody wants it. It has no worth. And yet people are arrogant. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would create human with gold and silver. Where would they be? Their neck will be touching the sky. And they are made of dirt. And they are still so arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ. And we did certainly create man out of clay from an altered black mud. I want you to pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying a mud that has been altered. You know, when you put a water and something with it, and then it let it sit, then it becomes altered. The color change. It becomes darkened. It becomes like, you know, slimy. It becomes dirty. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the human is made of. Dirty, smelly dirt. When it's rotten over time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this beginning, let it sit, let it sit, let it sit. Over time, it became dark and it has smell. You know, like a fermentation process, you can imagine. Or maybe when you let something food sit outside, the fungus grows on it. So this is what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this material of our body, let it sit and it smelled and it became rotten. And this is what the raw material that we are made of. Know our worth. No, why are we so arrogant? No, why are we living this life the way we want to? Know the word, we will die. And you know what, this body of ours, it is what? It is just a wrapping paper. Our soul is the real thing. Our soul is something that we need to worry about. But you know what? How many times you have noticed that people actually give food to their souls? 99.9% of the time, people are satisfying their body. Only 1% of the time they say, oh, I will do salah and that's enough soul for my body. Is it really? Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying people worry about satisfying the wrapping paper more rather than the gift itself, which is the soul. So, and وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And the jinn we created before from scorching fire. And mentioned, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when your Lord said to the angels, I will create human being out of clay from the altered black mud, hama'in masnoon. And then what happens? And when I had proportioned him and breathed into him my created soul, then fall down to him in prostration. So the angels prostrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us something here. You know, our soul wants something. Our soul wants, you know why soul want Quran? Because soul came from up there, as we learn in this ayah number 29. And the body is created from the earth. This is why body longs for earth all the time. And the things that makes the body happy, they're coming from earth. The food comes from earth for the body. But the food for the soul comes from sky. And that is this revelation that you and I are learning. This is why you're sitting in this class for a long time and you probably don't even feel it. Have you ever noticed that? You know why? Because your soul is urging for this food. And we, on the other hand, deny it. Keep on denying it. Keep on denying it. So what do we learn here? So the angels prostrated off all of them entirely, except Iblis. He refused to be with those who prostrated. Allah said, O Iblis, what is the matter with you that you are not with those who prostrate? He said, never would I prostrate to a human whom you created out of clay. Even Iblis, even Shaitan knows our word that we are created from the clay and he is created at least something better than us and from an altered black mud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using hama'in masnoon over and over and over again. Do you know why? So we can really internalize what are we made out of. And Allah said, then depart from it, for indeed you are expelled. You know what made shaitan? Arrogance. I am better than you. Today people are also who have this trait of arrogance in there. They say, since I am better than you, I don't have to listen. Since I'm better than you, I don't have to obey. Since I'm better than you, who are you to I should pay attention to? So arrogance is the quality of a shaitan. May Allah keep us away from them. And indeed, upon you is the curse until the day of recompense. Because of the arrogance of shaitan, he was cursed. He said, My Lord, then reprieve me until the day they are resurrected. Notice here in ayah number 36, Shaitan is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he's Shaitan, but he's asking who? Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to a dua for Shaitan too. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزِرِينَ And Allah said, so indeed, you are of those reprieved. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to this dua of shaitan. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ Until the day of the time, well known. Meaning, shaitan will be with us until the day of judgment. We cannot be saying that I am saved. I said Auzubillah last month, so I am protected for the whole month. No, we have to say it every day. We have to seek protection every morning and every night. And people who do not do morning askar and evening askar, they are not protected. And this is why problems come. And then people cry, why these things are happening to me? Why am I suffering such a big suffering? Why all the problems are coming all at once at me? Iblis said, My Lord, because you have put me in error. Look at the attitude of Iblis. Instead of taking the blame upon himself, that was his fault, he is blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? And this is what people say. If Allah didn't do that, Allah made me do this. Allah is the one who's putting me through this trouble. Allah this and Allah that. Now, subhanallah, people complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the trait of Iblis. May Allah save us all. You have put me in error. I will surely make disobedience attractive to them. Notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will make this disobedience attractive to them, meaning they will be happy disobeying you. Isn't that what we say today? Disobedience has become so widespread that it makes so much sense to people to stay in disobey condition. You know why? Because they love it. They like it. They're willing to spend time. They're willing to spend money to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. They hold concerts openly and then yet say, why the problems are coming to me? Attractive to them, that is mankind on earth, and I will mislead them all. People buy the tickets to go and see the entertainment that they're not supposed to see, and they are happy about that. You know why? Because they love it. Shaitan has really beautified it for them. Illa ibadika minhum al-mukhlasin. Except among them, your chosen servants. What do we learn here? Ayah number 40, highlight it for yourself. You know why? Because this is the end goal. We need to have mukhlas. Become a mukhlas. Mukhlas is the one who's already been sincere and already reached the status of sincerity maximum. You know why? Because only those are the one who are saved from shaitan. May Allah make us among those mukhlas. Make this dua, add this dua to your dua list for this month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me Muslim. Make me mukhlas. Why? May not just make me mukhlas, but make my family mukhlas, and make my brothers and sisters mukhlas, and make my community mukhlas, and make the whole Muslim ummah mukhlas. Ayah number 41. Allah said, this is a path of return to me. That is straight. Indeed, my servants, no authority will you have over them except those who follow of you, the deviators. And indeed, hell is the promised place for them all. It has 7 gates. How many gates does the hell have? 7 gates. And for every gate is of them, that is Shaitan's followers, a portion designated. So what are the 7 gates? Who are they for? There are 7 gates. One is for Mawahid, Jews, Christian, Sabians, Majusi, Mushrikeen, and hypocrites. And where is the Muslims here? The Mawahid. Mawahid are the one who follows Tawheed, meaning they have said the Kalima. There is a special gate for Muslims too. Can you imagine? You know who will go there? The sinning Muslims. They will go there and they will complete their term of punishment, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them out. In other words, if you and I do not live with the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is assigned to us, then we may end up in sinning because Shaitan has made beautified for the sins for us. So make the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and we do not even enter, go close to Jahannam and go straight to Jannah. And this is the end goal. And you know who will achieve this end goal? The one who is mukhlis, the one who is sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what we learn from this paragraph, know your word and do sajda for only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And arrogance is a trait of shaitan. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe from that. And jinn are made of fire. Angels are made of light, meaning nur, and humans are made of smelly dirt. Next time when you feel like saying, how come this is wrong and that is wrong, the whole world is wrong and I am right, think of your word. Action point here is that, do I have any arrogance in me? In the next paragraph from ayah number 45 to 60, we learn the cleansing process that will take place before entering Jannah. Everybody has to go through this. Who is this? Ayah number 45. Indeed, the righteous will be within the gardens and springs. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونَ. Say Ameen. O Allah, make us among those. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ. Having been told, enter in peace and safe and secure. Question, do we want to hear this voice? If we do, then we have to plan for it. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانٍ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And we will remove whatever is in their breast of resentment. So they will be brothers or on thrones facing each other. In this dunya, you may be hating some people, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse your heart before putting you and enter you in Jannah. There is a place after the bridge of Sirat, people will be stopped. People will think now bridge of Sirat, they're done. No, after that, there's another stop that people will be stopped. And this place is called Qantara, where the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the stream and people will go in it. And all the sicknesses of the heart, like envy, enmity, disagreement, jealousy, hasad, kina, everything will be taken out from there, all these ill feelings, and people who will enter Jannah, they will have no resentment. Imagine if this dunya have people can do that. Let's make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clean our heart from all these sicknesses and illnesses so we can live, have at least some peace in this dunya. Free your heart. I'll give you 5 second pause. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ey Allah, free my heart from any kind of resentment because I want to enter Jannah. Ameen. And we will remove whatever is in their breast of resentment. So they will be brothers on thrones facing each other, meaning they will be loving each other. Here people can hate each other, but they will be having love, extreme love for each other, and they will be sitting together enjoying each other's company. No fatigue will touch them therein, nor from it will they ever be removed. Imagine, in this dunya, even for the vacation, people come and they say they need a vacation from a vacation, because here in this dunya, having fun is also tiring. If you want to have fun and go to a party, it's tiring because you have to dress up and wear these uncomfortable clothes. And if you're hosting a party, you have to make yourself tired because now you have to cook and clean and all those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, there is no fatigue. Can we long for Jannah right now? Can we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we daydream about Jannah right this moment? Nor it will be ever removed. And that's the best part. The vacation ends, but the Jannah is forever. Oh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my servants that it is I who am the forgiving and merciful, meaning whatever happened in the past, just come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start a new life, just forget about the past and move forward. Allah will accept you. And that is the punishment, that is my punishment, which is painful punishment. And inform them about the guest of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When they entered upon him and said, peace, Ibrahim said, indeed, we are fearful, that apprehensive of you. And angels said, fear not. Indeed, we give you good tidings of a learned boy. He said, have you given me the good tidings, although old age has come upon me? Then, of what wonder do you inform? They said, we have been given you good tidings in truth. So do not be of the despairing. Never be despairing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. He said, and who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except for those who stray? People who have lack of iman, they're the one who go and say, lose hope in Allah's mercy. And he said, and Ibrahim said, then what is your business here, O messengers? They said, indeed, we have been sent to a people of criminal, except the family of the Lord. Lut alayhi salam, indeed, we will save them all, except his wife. We, that is Allah, decree that she is of those who remain behind. What do we learn here? That the association doesn't matter. My father is pious and I'll be saved, because the wife of Lut was not saved. What do we learn from this section? People will be cleansed before entering Jannah. No fatigue in Jannah. Jannah is permanent and never disappear from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believers after being saved from the hell, fire will be stopped at the bridge between paradise and hell, and the mutual retaliation will be established, and among them, regarding wrongs they have committed in the world against one another, after they are cleansed and purified through the retaliation, they will be admitted into the paradise. So, and also Jannah is forever. From the next paragraph, 61 to 79, we learn that self-pleasing mindset makes you blind. And then people do not see the truth then. Ayah number 61. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ آلَ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And when the messengers came to the family of Lut, he said, indeed, you are people unknown. They said, but we have come to you with that about which they were disputing. And we have come to you with truth, and indeed we are truthful. So set out with our family during a portion of the night, and follow behind them, and let not anyone among you look back, and continue on to where you are commanded. And we convey to him the decree of the matter, that those sinners would be eliminated by early morning. And the people of the city came rejoicing. Lut said, indeed, these are my guests, so do not shame me, and fear Allah, and do not disgrace me. They said, have we not forbidden you from protecting people? Lut said, these are my daughters, if you would be doers of lawful marriage by your life. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, they were in their intoxication, wandering blindly. Isn't that what we see people today? Wandering blindly, and they don't know what they're doing. And they think whatever they're doing, they're satisfied with that. May Allah save us from that. So the shriek seized them at the sunrise. And we made the highest part of the city its lowest, and rained upon them stones of hard clay. Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern. And indeed, they, that is, those cities are situated on the established road. Indeed, in that is a sign of the believers. And the companions of the thicket, that is the people of Madian, were also wrongdoers. So we took retribution from them. And indeed, both cities are on a clear highway. What do we learn? Don't bother religious people. Let them do their job. If you're not being one of them, at least don't bother them. Don't stop them. Don't make fun of them. And try your best to spread awareness of this act, meaning the act of people of Lut, the homosexuality. Warn people, because it is our job. If we have information, we must share it. And people try to please themselves only, they lose the sight of what is right. In the next paragraph, from ayah number 80 to 99, we learn to look, overlook, meaning let go. Fasfahis safal jameel. Let go. Forgive people, be gracious, because in the last years we have learned extensively about forgiving others. Here we're learning, forgive them, let them overlook their mistake. People can make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Do you think you and I are perfect? If you think that they are not perfect, do you think you are? They probably think the same way about you too. If they are not perfect in your eyes, you are not perfect in their eyes either. Think about it. It's both ways. So might as well you overlook them so they can overlook you too. So ayah number 80. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبَ أَصْحَابِ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In this ayah, this is the name of the Surah Al-Hijr, because that's Ashab al-Hijr we're talking about. And certainly, did the companions of Al-Hijr, who were they? That is the Thamud, deny the messengers. And we gave them our signs, but from them they were turning away. And that they used to carve from mountains, housing, feeling secure. The people of Hijr were very strong people, and they used to live a very long, long, long life. And these houses, the brick and mortar houses, were not enough. So they used to make strong houses by using carving with the nails, and they would actually carve the stones. So their houses were permanent. They used to live 200, 300 years of lifespan. So, and they felt very secure there, that nothing is going to happen to them. But Allah SWT says, and we gave them our signs, but from them they were turning away. And they used to carve from the mountains houses, feeling secure, but the shriek seized them at early morning. So nothing availed them from what they used to learn, they used to earn. And we have not created the heavens and the earth, and that between them, except in truth. And indeed, the hour is coming, so forgive with gracious forgiveness. Indeed, your Lord is the knower of knowing creator. And we have certainly given you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seven of the often repeated verses in the great Quran. What is the seven often repeated verses? So the Fatiha. Do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to certain categories of them, that is the disbelievers, and do not grieve over them and lower your wing, that is show kindness to the believers. Question, do we have kindness towards believers? If not, then we need to develop. No matter how hurting they are, we have to be kind to them. And say, indeed, I am the clear warner. Just as we had revealed scriptures to the separators who have made the Quran into portion, so by your Lord, we will surely question them all about what they used to do. And then declare what you were commanded and turn away from the polytheists. Indeed, we are sufficient for you against the mockers. We make ayah number 95 highlight for ourselves. People can make fun of you, but ignore them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am sufficient for you. And who is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who make equal with Allah another deity, but they are going to know. And we already know that your breast is constrained by what they say. So exalted Allah with praise of your Lord, and be of those who prostrate to Him and worship your Lord until there comes to you the certainty that is death. Question. Are we prepared for this death? Delete the list of enemies. Remind yourself that you don't have any enemy. Say it now. I'll give you 5 second pause. Delete all the names from your list which you consider your enemy. You may not like them, but they're not your enemy. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala catches, no one can help. And so the Fatiha is the most recited Sabah Masani. And leave those alone who hurt you. Leave your matter in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People of Hijr had a very long life and they felt secure. Question, do we feel secure in our homes too? We spend so much money in building these homes. We actually make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry by getting interest, and we say that we are secure and no problem is going to come to us. And beautiful homes will not save us. Allah gives honor to those who pardon others, forgive others, overlook others. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your heart. If you are feeling hurt, Allah knows it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we learned, innama ashku wa tsi wa husni ilallah. Right? And give up for Allah even if you are right. That's the key. Give up even when you are right. Now, inshallah, the next surah, we will listen to the recitation of the Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl is a beautiful surah, and this is about, we will learn the importance of the female in the society. Because in the society of the honeybee, they are female and they are doing all the work. In this, our world, we think, oh, it's a male dominant world. You know, we need to realize it, our world, so we can really demand what is good for us and what we want. It is the world of women. We think it's a world of men. It is the woman who raises nations. Let's listen to the recitation first and then we'll begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ata فلا تستعجلوا سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى عما يشركون خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين
I أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Surah Nahl is a beautiful surah, amazing surah. They have so many lessons in here, inshallah. So we will learn from the ayah number 1 to 9. Do your job. Be the one who can really make benefit the world, inshallah. And in this surah, we will learn the importance of you being a female. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The command of Allah is coming. Which command? It could be the Day of Judgment, and it could be the punishment, or it could be anything. The Day of Judgment is mostly, that's what they say, but there are three different opinions in that. So, be not impatient for it. Exalted is He, and high above what they associate with Him. He sends down the angels with the inspiration, that is revelation of His commands, upon whom He wills of His servants, telling them, warn that there is no deity except Me, so fear Me. In Surah An-Nahl, you will learn about oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know why? Because people, it is about shirk. Basically, people who are committing shirk, you will see so many ayahs. And after listening to this surah, you and I should have enough understanding that it is only Allah we should be worshipping. And خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى بالحق تعالى أما يشركون. He created the heavens and the earth in truth. High is He above what they associate with Him. Let's say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I don't associate anyone with You. He created man from sperm drop. Then at once He is in clear adversary. In the previous ayahs we learned a body is created from the dust. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it is created from a dirty, disdained, dirty, disdained, a drop which is not even pure. It's najas. When it comes out, you have to take a shower. And this is how the human body starts. Can you imagine? A sperm drop that is so dirty that even if that comes out, you cannot even pray. And this is how the life begins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. So we are not arrogant. And then the grazing livestock He has created for you, in them is warmth and numerous benefits, and from them you eat. Do we eat? Do we enjoy the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? Can you imagine the variety of food Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? And for you in them is the enjoyment of beauty when you bring them in for the evening and when you send them out to the pasture. And people look at their wealth, the assets, because these livestock are the assets that make them grow. It makes them happy. And they carry your loads to land you could not have reached except with difficulty to yourself. Indeed, your Lord is kind and merciful. Back then, there were no cars and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, would you able to hold all those heavy stuff that you load on these animals and camels and all those? How come you are using Allah's creation to transport your stuff and you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And He created the horses, the mules, and the donkeys for you to ride and as an adornment. Today also, people who have horses, it makes them feel proud. It is a sign of elite class. People take pride in it. And He creates that which you do not know. Even the good expensive cars have a horsepower and they have a horse logo sometimes. So, and upon Allah is the direction of the right way, and among them, that is the various paths, are those deviating. And if He willed, He could have guided you all. What do we learn from this session? Universe is benefiting us, so we need to benefit others too. Universe is humbling themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to humble ourselves, because humbleness is opposite of arrogance. The more we humble ourselves, the less arrogance we will have. So if we truly want arrogance to go away from us, then we need to humble ourselves. No matter what you have, how much wealth you have, name, fame, health, whatever you have, humble yourself. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Choose the path of guidance, because the other path is sabilul ghayy, where you get lost. And the lessons from the universe we need to learn. In the next paragraph, from ayah number 10 to 21, we learn dig the treasures. هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء لكم منه شراب ومنه شجر فيه تسيمون. It is he who sends down rain from the sky. From it is the drink, and from it is the foliage in which you pasture. He causes to grow for you thereby the crops, the olives, the palm trees, grapevines, and all of the fruits. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who give God. Tonight, when you make fruit salad for yourself, include your family. Let them see the fruits and color and the texture and the taste and our nutrition. It's not just beautiful. It tastes beautiful. It looks beautiful. It feels beautiful. And it has a nutritious value. And this is what you and I can think of ourselves. Do I smell good? Do I taste good? Do I look good? Am I beneficial? Do I have a nutritious value, meaning I benefit others and I do something good for myself and others? And he has subjected for you the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Notice here, Allah SWT has made everything to serve you and I. And the stars are subjected by his command. Indeed, in that are signs for people who reason. Ask this question to yourself. Do you reason? Meaning, do you question? Do you think that it is for me or not? And he has subjected whatever he multiplied for you on the earth of varying colors. Imagine this world would be black and white. Imagine if humans didn't have clothing to wear. And or even if they do, then they would be only black and white. The life would be so boring, especially for us women. We love color. We try to match and coordinate our outfits. We buy matching jewelry purses. And imagine if everything was black and white. What would be the life like? Try to imagine why Allah SWT created these beautiful colors, these vibrant colors and these combinations. And this is where the beauty in the designing world comes from. And this is all Allah's giving. And it is he who subjected the sea for you to eat from its tender meat. Which tender meat? The seafood. Alhamdulillah, Allah has made seafood halal for people who are strive their best to eat halal only. They can still have meat when there is no halal slaughtered meat available. And this is such a blessing. Think about it. Especially for those who live in the Western world. It is so much easier for them when there is no halal food available easily at all times. And to extract from ornaments from which you wear, which, look at the pearl necklace, the one you have, that you own, that you love. Think of that necklace. Why Allah SWT made it for you, for women? Men don't even wear it. It is a blessing for a woman, isn't it? And you see the ships plowing through in it, and he subjected that you may seek of his bounty, and perhaps you will be grateful. What do we learn? Gratefulness is the key. You can enjoy all the blessings. You can enjoy good clothing. You can wear nice clothes. You can have nice house. You can eat good food. All Allah SWT wants is be grateful. Know that it is from Allah SWT. Don't think that it is your paycheck that's buying you all those things. It is Allah who's providing you all things. And this mindset will humble you, inshallah. And he has cast into the earth firmly set mountains, lest it shifts with you, and made rivers and roads that you may be guided, and landmarks, and by the stars they are also guided. This navigation system the sky have, why do you think Allah SWT created this? There was no GPS system before, so how did they navigate, especially in the sea? They would navigate through the stars. Allah SWT has made this navigation system so many years ago. When the earth was created, when the world came into being, and today humans says, oh, this is a recent thing that we have invented this GPS. Right? So, and then is he who creates like one who does not create? Meaning, can still people disobey Allah SWT? So, will you not be reminded? And if you should count the favors of Allah, highlight this ayah. وَإِن تَعَدُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. If you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. Some people don't even consider that they are being blessed because they only focus on everything negative that goes in our life. And they overlook all the positivity that is going on in life. The way they get up in the morning without any pain, isn't it positivity? When people go out and able to move their hands, isn't it positivity? They're not blind, isn't that positivity? there are so many things that we can be positive about. You know, they say that attitude of gratitude makes you a positive person. You know why? Because when you have this gratitude for every little blessing that you have, it makes you a positive personality. So this is the habit we can actually develop in ourselves and our kids also. Every night, as a bedtime stories, mother should do this job. Go to their kids and talk to them and put your hands with love on their hair and touch their hair and ask them, is this even, count 10 blessings, at least 5 blessings every day you make them. You help them count because they are kids and they will develop with this mindset that everything is a blessing, inshallah. Even the hardship is a blessing. Trust me, hardship is a blessing. Because you know why? Because through hardship, you get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because people, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give any hardship to anybody, they may never come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So, inshallah. And Allah knows what you conceal and what you declare, and those, they invoke other than Allah creating nothing. And they themselves are created. And they are in fact dead, not alive, and they do not perceive when they will be resurrected, meaning people deny the day of judgment. So what did we learn from this? Be a thinker. Think of every little thing, how things work, how nature is growing, how come one seed, which is tiny, dry, dirty, brown, and it gives colorful, vibrant colors, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world colorful. In other words, you know what this Quran does? Quran wants to you and I to become a thinker, a contemplator. And you know what this thinking job? Thinking job is being done by Western people. Muslims are too busy either fighting with each other within the family, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and all these stories. And if you move up, they're fighting with the community organizations like masjid. And if you move a little bit up, they're only talking about politics and fighting with the government and against and for. And they're always spending hours proving that their side of the story is right and whom they support, they are right. And their candidate is working for them and all that. And if you move in an international level, countries are fighting with each other. They don't have time. Do you think Muslim Ummah is actually in a contemplation mode right now? No, they're not. They're only fighting. They only worry about themselves. They're only eating good food and still fighting over that too. You cook good and I cook bad and she doesn't say this and they say that. Houses, within the houses, husband and wife are fighting. Kids are fighting, siblings are fighting, mother and father are fighting, and when you move up, uncle and aunts are fighting, and nobody's talking to anybody, and everywhere you see this. So what do we learn here? Move up, come out of your zone, come out of your personal pleasing zone, look beyond that, expand your horizon, and count your bodies and everything that you have consumed already. Can you count? Do you know how many grains of rice you have eaten since you were born? How many grains of wheat went into your stomach? Can you count that? You cannot count that. How many animals have been slaughtered for you to eat chicken every day? You eat meat every day. Do you know how much work goes through for one meal that you eat? So what do we learn here? Value the blessings. Apparent or unapparent, meaning if whether you see them or not, you have to value it. You have to feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. And ayah number 22 to 25, we learn your lack of knowledge makes others go astray. Meaning you may be doing something and because of that, either you invite people to do it or you just don't even invite but people follow you. They are doing it, must be the right thing to do. So very important that we understand this concept. إلهكم إله واحد والذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة قلوبهم منكرة وهم مستكبرون. Your God is one God, but those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts are disapproving and they are arrogant. You know what makes the heart hard and arrogant? When people deny the day of judgment. By denying, I mean for us Muslims, we can see we don't remember, we don't plan, we don't think it's a priority. That's when the heart becomes arrogant. That's when we want things the way we want to. Assuredly, Allah knows what they conceal and what they declare. Indeed, he does not like the arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like arrogant. So can we take away arrogance? Can we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, take this arrogance out of me? Because I don't want anything in my body that you don't like. Can we have this attitude? If we can, then we should make dua. And then when it is said to them, what has your Lord sent down? They say, legends of the former people, asatirul awwaleen, meaning this Quran is an old book. It has some stories from the previous history, which we don't really care. This is what today's people say to the majority of the people in Muslim Ummah. They think that Quran is a boring book and we don't need to open it. I know everything. I know how to do salah and everything. I don't need to come to Quran. And that they may bear their own burden, that is sins, in full on the day of resurrection. And some of the burdens of those whom they misguide without, that is by lacking of knowledge, unquestionably evil is what they bear. This is what I mean by your lack of knowledge can take other people in a wrong direction. So what did we learn here? Seek knowledge. You know why? Because this way you and I can correct ourselves. Because we may be doing things and giving the message. For example, a mother who is doing something which is not right, not appropriate, and then her kids will be like them. Don't you see, generally speaking, like daughter, like mother, like father, like son? Because what they see, what they do. They are more into seeing what you do instead of taking advice what you say. Right? So if parents are lying, kids will automatically think the lying is okay. If parents are doing something, going somewhere, approving of going somewhere, the kids will automatically do the same thing. So may Allah give us awareness of this. So what we learn? No arrogance. Period. Stick to authentic knowledge. Sometimes people get into this thing, oh, you know what, this knowledge is right and that is right. And some people are talking so nicely. He has such a good talking style. And they talk in such a way that it really touches the heart without even realizing and referencing if the knowledge is right or not. So make sure you stick yourself to the Quran and Sunnah, authentic knowledge only. And don't be impressed by the style of people. Verify the source of knowledge. Very important. Right? And fear Allah in private and public. Very important to fear Allah in private too. People are fearless in privacy. They can do whatever they want. But when it comes to public, they may be careful. So may Allah save us from this dual personality. And ayah number 26 to 34, pious soul will be taken out with care. Do we want our souls to be pious? So when angels take it out, they take it out in a beautiful way. So let's learn, because these ayahs are really beautiful. قَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَآتَ اللَّهُ بُنْيَانَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوَاعِدِ فَقَّرَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّقْفُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَآتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Those before them had already plotted, but Allah came at, that is, uprooted their building from the foundations. So the roof fell upon them from above them, and the punishment came to them from where they did not perceive. This is how the punishment comes. People don't even consider that it is a punishment, but it is a punishment. Then on the day of resurrection, he will disagree with them and say, where are my partners for whom you used to oppose the believers? Those who were given knowledge will say, indeed, notice here, who will say that? Those who were given knowledge. What do we learn? Seek knowledge. They will say, indeed, disgrace, this day and evil are upon the disbelievers. Why? Because the believers had the knowledge. That's why they were able to say this. Ayah number 28. The one whom the angels taken dead while wronging themselves, and who then offer submission, saying, we were not doing any evil, but yes, indeed, Allah is knowing of what you used to do. So enter the gate of hell to abide eternally therein. And how rich is the residence of the arrogant. Notice here, arrogance, arrogance, arrogance. Arrogance is the key to failure. And it will be said to those who feared Allah, what did your Lord send down? They will say, that which is good for those who do good in this world is good, and the home of the hereafter is better. And how excellent is the home of the righteous. Gardens of perpetual residence, which they will enter, beneath which river flows. They will have therein whatever they wish. I like this thing. In this dunya, if we live whatever Allah wishes, in the akhirah we will live whatever we wish. Meaning, in this dunya, if we restrict ourselves, Allah will give you whatever you wished in this dunya, you will get that. No matter what it is, you will get it. Thus, does Allah reward the righteous? How beautiful. Can we make dua? Can we say Ameen right now? Will Allah give us this ending too? The one whom the angels take in death, being good and pure, the angels will say, peace be upon you. Do we want to hear this? Then make dua right now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us attached with this Quran even after the month of Ramadan. They will therein, peace be upon you, enter paradise for what you used to do. Notice here. It says, bima kuntum ta'amaloon. It doesn't say what you used to pray for or what you used to wish for. What do we learn? Action is important, not just talks. And do they, that is the disbelievers, await except that the angels should come to them, or there comes the command of your Lord? Thus, did those do before them, and Allah wronged them not, but they had been wronging themselves. So they were struck by the evil consequences of what they used to do, what they did, and were enveloped by that what they used to ridicule. What do we learn here? Never make fun of anybody, right? And taqwa, live the taqwa life so you can die with ease. Goodness comes back to us in this dunya and hereafter. Pure souls will leave with ease. Let's repeat this. Pure souls will leave with ease. Sooner or later, people will have to face consequences what they live. Make dua that angels take our souls with ease. And let's go to the next paragraph, ayah number 35 to 40. The power of kun. Know the power of kun fayakun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds. And what is that? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا عَبْدَنَا مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ نَحْنُ وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ. And those who associate others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, if Allah had willed, we would not have worshipped anything other than Him, neither we nor our fathers, nor would we have forbidden anything through other than Him. Thus, did those do before them? So, is there upon a messenger except the duty of clear notification? And we certainly send into every nation a messenger saying, worship Allah and avoid Tawhud. Notice, can we make this a slogan of our life? Worship Allah and avoid Tawhud. And among them were those whom Allah guided, and Allah, and among them were those upon whom error was deservedly decreed. So proceed, that is, travel through the earth and observe how was the end of the deniers. Even if you should strive for the guidance, for their guidance, O Prophet, indeed, Allah does not guide those He sends stray, and they will have no helpers. And they swear by Allah, their strongest oath, that Allah will not resurrect one who dies. But yes, it is a true promise, binding upon him, but most of the people do not know. It is so, he will make clear to them the truth of that wherein they differ, so those who have disbelieved may know that they were the liars. Indeed, our word to a thing when we intended it, so it is but that we say it be, and it is. Kun fayakun. What do we learn here? Day of judgment is real. Are we ready for it? That's the question you and I need to ask. And ignorance weakens the iman of akhirah, meaning people just forget about it. So this is why we need to seek knowledge. Can we make an intention right now that even after Ramadan, I want to become a student of knowledge? If you do, then make intention now. You know why? Because du'as are accepted when you are in a sitting company where Allah's name is being taken. Are we taking Allah's name right now? Are we learning Allah's oneness right now? Then this is the time to make any du'a. And make du'a that until your last breath, Allah does not make you go astray. and believe in the power of good, because when we suffer from things, we think nothing is possible, my situation is not going to change, whatever I am in, my suffering is going to continue, and people get into the rut of downward spiral because of that. So we need to know how to lift yourself back up by knowing the power of good. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only says it and it happens, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take away my problem if he wills. All I need to do is come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him. He can accept our du'as. He can accept the du'as of shaitan, right? So he can accept du'a of mine too. I'm a believer, alhamdulillah. So Allah can save you and I for any and all kinds of sufferings. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Say alhamdulillah for that. And now, ayah number 41 to 50. Migrate now before permanent migration. What does that mean? Let's learn, inshallah. In ayah number 41, and those who immigrated for the cause of Allah after they had been wronged, we will surely settle them in this world in the good place, but the reward of the hereafter is greater. If only they could know. They are those who endured patiently upon their Lord, relied. Let's highlight this ayah number 42. What are the two qualities that are listed in this ayah? Those who endured patience and upon their Lord rely. Can we develop these qualities? Can we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, give us tawakkul and sabr? Because these two qualities are not easy, because it's easier to say than done. When we go through some kind of a problem, we complain. We don't do sabr and jameel, and we learn about Yaqub alayhi salam. What did he do? He did sabr and jameel. So this is what we need. And when we do sabr and jameel, tawakkul will come, inshallah. And if we sent not before except men to whom we revealed our messages, so ask the people of the messages, that is former scriptures, if you do not know. We send them with clear proof and written ordinances, and we reveal to you the messages, that is the Quran, that you may make clear to the people. Notice here, this is the job given, that this Quran, so you may make clear to the people what was sent down to them, and that they might give thought. Meaning, open this Quran, learn, contemplate, think. And then do those who have planned evil deeds feel secure that Allah will not cause the earth to swallow them, or that the punishment will not come upon them from where they do not perceive, or that he would not seize them during their usual activity and they could not cause failure, that is escape from him, and or that he would not seize them gradually in a state of dread. But indeed, your Lord is kind and merciful. These ayahs are very tough ayahs. We need to understand Allah's punishment can come at any time. The minute when you're feeling sad and bad about anything, think about it. The punishment can come right now too. When you are feeling angry about something, think of that. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come down right now too. Right? Have they not considered what things Allah has created? Their shadows incline to the right and to the left, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they, that is those creation, are humble. And to Allah prostrate whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth of creatures. And the angels as well, and they are not arrogant. What do we learn from this ayah number 49? We learn the whole universe is serving Allah, including angels. Why can't we serve Allah? Why are we the most disobedient one, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us free will to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him alone? Lesson for us. If they are worshipping, why shouldn't I? Why can't I? Can we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to worship Him alone? Let's make dua right now. I'll give you 5 seconds pause. Make dua. And they fear their Lord above them, and they do what they are commanded. May Allah make us among this. Ayah number 50 is ayah of sujood also. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do what they're told. Question. Do we do what they're told? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? Right? So we need to ask this question and make the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. So what do we learn here? Migration opens up the doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what kind of migration you and I can do? We may be not moving from our place physically, but we can migrate from our sins, from a state of sinfulness to the state of obedience, from a state of denial to the state of acceptance, from a state of living for this dunya to the state of living to the akhirah, from a state of ignorance to the state of knowledge, from the state of unknowingly and to the state of doing everything knowingly. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. Sabr is the key to be able to migrate. In order to make all these changes, we need sabr in our life, which is patience. And ask, are we fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not remembering the punishment at all? Taqwa makes you act upon everything. This is why, let's make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us taqwa. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa taqwa. And do hijra from bad habits, like such as sin, arrogance, laziness, and whatever you may come up with, inshallah. And ayah number 51 to 60, we learn about daughters are blessings. And because we will learn here that people used to kill their daughters, they used to kill them alive. And today we see daughters are being killed as abortion when they find out if it's a girl. And one of the stories we learned that the mother actually at the time they strangled the baby themselves. Why? Because they say we're saving her from suffering of the future life, might as well kill them now. This is not Islam. This is because of ignorance. Let's make intention right now that we become the source of the we become the source of the light for the people, inshallah. From وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَٰهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. And Allah has said, do not take for yourself two deities. He, that is Allah, is but one God. So fear only me. And to him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. And to him is due worship constantly. Notice here. Worship Allah constantly, not pick and choose. Today I feel like it, tomorrow I don't. Today I feel like disobeying Allah. It's weekend. Today is my daughter's wedding. I have to disobey Allah. I have to do the intermingling marriages. I have to invite people because today I'm happy. I'll worship Allah tomorrow. I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for yesterday's event. Alhamdulillah. And whatever you have to favor it is from Allah. Then when adversity touches you, to him you cry for help. When you were having a good time in your son's wedding, when you did all the things that were wrong, you didn't cry. When the adversity came and your son got divorced again, or your daughter came back home again, that's when you're crying, what is happening? Because you didn't do what you're supposed to be doing. Then, when he removes the adversity from you at once, a party of you associates others with their Lord, so they will deny what we have given them. Then enjoy yourselves, for you aren't going to know. And they assign to what they do not know, that is false deities, a portion of that which we have provided them. By Allah, you will surely be questioned about what you used to invent. And they attribute to Allah daughters, exalted is he, and for them is what they desire. Meaning people, for them they suffer. They get excited when they talk about the sons, right? For them, they don't want daughters. They bury their daughters alive. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, angels are their daughters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, see the difference here, what their mindset is. And when one of them is informed of the birth of a female, his face becomes dark and he suppresses grief. Meaning he gets so sad. And he hides himself from the people because of the ill of which his been informed, should he keep in humiliation or bury it in the ground? Unquestionably, evil is what they design. And for those who do not believe in the hereafter is the description, that is an attribute of evil, and for Allah is the highest attribute, and he is exalted in might the wise. What did we learn here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of any need. He doesn't have any family. Boys and girls, both are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Treat them equally. Allah is only provider. Ask Allah only for any need. Spend according to what Allah likes. Meaning, spend where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to spend, not spend in where only you like to spend. No discrimination against girls. In the next paragraph, we learn 61 to 65 that Shaitan beautifies sins. And if Allah were to impose blame on the people of their wrongdoings, and He would not have left upon that is the earth, any creature, but He defers them for a specified term, and when their time has come, they will not remain behind an hour, nor will they precede it. And they attribute to Allah that which they dislike, that is daughters, and their tongues assert the lie that they will have the best from him. Assuredly, they will have the fire and they will be therein neglected by Allah. We did certainly send messengers to nations before you, but Shaitan made their deeds attractive to them. Highlight this part. It is Shaitan who makes us beautify the sins that we are going to do in the name of society, culture, tradition, family, and everything else. And he is there, that is the disbelievers' ally today as well, and they will have a painful punishment. And we have not revealed to you the book of to O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for you to make clear to them that wherein they have differed, and as guidance and mercy for people who believe. And Allah has sent down rain from the sky and given life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who listen. What do we learn here? Water gives life to dirt, right? This is why plants grow. Water of revelation gives life to heart. Let's attach our hearts to this. Shaitan beautifies our sins. And Quran is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can check ourselves against it. How are we making our daily life decisions? Ayah number 66 to 69. Honeybee, our teacher, let's learn lessons from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and indeed, for you is grazing livestock is a lesson. We gave you drink from what is in their bellies, between excretion and blood, pure milk, palatable to drinkers. I want you to think about it. A cow, which is black, right? And it gives pure, white, vibrant milk. How come? And the milk is situated in a stomach which is filled with filth, pink meat, red blood, yellow urine, and yet in between of all those, clear, fragrant, beautiful, pure, white, tasty milk comes. Isn't that a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you ever heard somebody saying, you know, the milk, our cows are actually giving milk which is smelly because, you know why? Because the plumbing broke, and because of the intestine problems or something, their milk have a smell of urination. Or the milk is coming out pink because the blood vessel leaked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system is so perfect, and yet people have no time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the fruits of the palm trees and grapevine, you take intoxicant and good provision. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who reason. And your Lord inspired to the bee, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the bee what to do. Question, is Allah inspiring us what to do? Take for yourself among the mountains, houses, that is hives, and among the trees, and in that which they construct, they eat, then eat from all the fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the fruits halal for us too. And follow the ways of your Lord. Question, are we following the ways of our Lord? Lay down for you. Allah has laid down everything for us. How to sleep, how to go to even bathroom. There emerges from their belly a drink, varying in colors, in which there is healing for people. Women, as a woman, do we carry children? And do they come out in different colors? And do they have any benefits? It's the mother who raised the kids in a way that they can raise, she can raise the beneficial kids, inshallah. A drink varies in color in which there is healing for people. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who give thought. This is what, this is honey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made honeybee, gave this job, and she is doing it perfectly, not even asking a question. Why do we ask question? Why are we so ignorant about the beautiful stuff that comes out from our wombs, and we don't even take care of it? We don't even do tarbiyah, and then we say when they grow up, they are going this way and that way. Rely upon Allah, of course. Allah is the one who guides them, but you do your part. And if they go straight, then that is not your problem. And Allah created you, then He will take you in death as and among you. So from this section we learn, goodness can shine through at any time. You just have to try it. B is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and B is basically a factory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, which is malfunctioning free. There is no electricity shortage. There is no problem in that system, and it produces shifa for people. Lesson, can we be the shifa for people's heart? Can we be the light who can light the hearts of others? Make dua right now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you and I to become a light for others. And 1 teaspoon honey comes from sucking 2,000 flowers. Travel 50,000 miles they do. How much time can we travel for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many people can we talk to and give them the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And of course, milk and dates are gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be like a bee, benefit others. Follow instructions that are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For ayah number 70 to 76, we learn about grandchildren's are blessings. Did you ever realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about all the aspects of life? In this portion, we will learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions grandchildren's too. So, ayah number 70. And Allah created you, then He will take you in death. And among you is He who is averse to the most and decrepit old age, so that He will not know after having had knowledge a thing. Indeed, Allah is knowing and competent. And Allah has favored some of you over others in provision. But those who are favored, that is given more. I would not hand over their provision to those whom their right hands possesses, that is slaves. So they would be equal to them therein. Then it is favor. Is it the favor of Allah they reject? And Allah has made for you from yourself mates. Right? And He has made for you from your mates sons and grandchildren. See, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grandchildren is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And has provided for you from the good things. What do we learn from this part? Then in falsehood do they believe, and in the favor of Allah they disbelieve. As a grandparent, it is your job to take part in their tarbiyah. Do not spoil them, because grandparents sometimes spoil their grandchildren, and love them and do tarbiyah by sharing the stories with them, giving them time, talking to them, be around them, serve them. Because that's the way, inshallah, you can earn their du'as also. And ayah number 73, and they worship besides Allah that which does not possesses for them the power of provision from the heavens and the earth, and at all, in fact, they are unable. And so do not assert similarities to Allah. Indeed, Allah knows and you do not know. Allah presents an example, a slave who is owned and unable to do anything, unable to do a thing, and he is to whom we have provided from us good provision. So he spends from it secretly and publicly. Can they be equal? Praise to Allah, but most of them do not know. And Allah presents an example of two men, one of them dumb and unable to do a thing, while he is a burden to his guardian. Wherever he directs him, he brings no good. Is he equal to the one who commands justice? While he is on the straight path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a comparison here that there are no two people can be same. The one who does good and then who doesn't. And both of them are wishing for the Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat them same? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair or not? If He is, then why should He treat them same? So what do we learn here? Allah grows families. Love your grandchildren. And do your part in their tarbiyah. Spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. rizq comes from Allah, and make dua for iman and safety of old age. This is why in the next slide you see the dua that we learned from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Allahumma ij'al awsa rizqika alayya inda kibari sinni wa inqita'i umri. O Allah, expand for me your provision till my old age. Should we ask this dua? Yes, we should. And till the end of my life. Meaning all kinds of provision you're asking. You're asking for not just the sustenance of money, but sustenance of iman, sustenance of respect, sustenance of love, sustenance of company, everything you are asking. And so Allah can provide you until your last breath, inshallah. Let's go to the next slide. And in that we learn 77 to 83, home sweet home. Is there anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left? This life is beautiful when you attach yourself to the Quran. How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains everything. Ayah number 77. And to Allah belong the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and the command from the hour is not but as a glimpse of the eye or even nearer. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent, and Allah has extracted you from the wombs of your mother not knowing a thing. Did we know anything? We didn't even know how to clean ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that. And He made for you hearing and a vision and heart, that is intellect, that perhaps you would be grateful. Do they not see the birds controlled in the atmosphere of the sky? None hold them by, but none holds them up except Allah. Indeed, in that are signs for the people who believe. And Allah has made for you from your homes a place of rest, and made for you from the hides of the animals tents which you find light on your day of travel and your day of encompassment, and from their wool, fur, and hair is furnishing and enjoyment that is provision for a time. And Allah has made for you from that which He has created shadows, that is the shade, and has made for you from the mountains shelters, and has made for you the garments which protect you from the heat, and the garments that coats of mail which protects you from your enemy in battle. Thus does He complete His favor upon you that you might submit to Him. Are we thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything, or are we thinking this is just part of naturally comes to us? It is Allah. His connection is missing in our daily life. This is why we don't come to Allah. This is why we don't value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why people are living ignorant lives. And but if they turn away, O Prophet, then only upon you is responsibility for clear notification. And they recognize the favor of Allah, then they deny it, and most of them are disbelievers. What do we learn here? Know the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a source of tranquility for your family, and clothing is a blessing. In this ayah, in this paragraph, we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that husband and wife are tranquility for each other, sakina for each other. Here we can talk a little bit about that. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? You know, when a husband and wife, they should be each other with each other, they should provide each other peace. But that's not what we see sometimes. Why is that? You know why? Because we only expect others to be tranquility for us. And when they ask us something, especially to us women, we are not ready. We are very moody. We are very emotional. We're always saying no. And this is how the problems begin most of the time. So think, your job as a female is to provide him sakina, to provide him so much comfort that he doesn't look around, that he doesn't go around. And of course, same thing goes for the men too. When they come home, they should stick at home and they should be around their wives. And you know what? Women has so much power to do that. Because when women try to live their own life and their own needs, and they satisfy their own likes and dislikes and their friends and their circle and their family and their kids, they neglect their spouses. And this is why most of the time, generally speaking, husbands neglect the home, because they don't get the love that they're looking for, and then they start spending time outside, and that's where the problem begins. So let's make intention and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I the source of peace for our family. When our kids come home, they don't see my mother is always sad and upset and angry and are worried about in her own life and own things. Give time to your family. Be there for them. Cook good meals for them. Spend time with them. Be smiley, but know their rights and know your rights too. Sometimes we do disbalance. This is why it is important to learn balance in life. You provide them whatever this is required to them, and then you do what is required for you too. Sometimes women give so much time to their family, and they say, you know what, we don't have time to come to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also wrong, because Allah has the most right, even from more than your family. So talk to them nicely. Sit with them together and let them know, this is what my job is, this is what I'm doing, but I need some time for myself too. I need to groom myself too. I need my personal time with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. So if, as long as I'm fulfilling all my duties, give me time. You know what the problem is today? We see people are giving time to their spouses more. They're giving the time outside people more rather than the inside people. Meaning inside the home. This is why we see all kinds of problems in our society. And also, the clothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the life would be so boring if you have no matching to do, if you have no patterns to look for, if you don't have any textures to choose from. People who love clothing, they wear designer clothes without even thinking twice that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a favor. He did not have to do this for you and I, right? Ayah number 84 to 89, we learned the noble Quran. And mention the day when we will resurrect from every nation a witness that is their prophet. Then it will not be permitted to the disbelievers to apologize or make excuses, nor will they be asked to appeal. And when those who wronged see the punishment, it will not be lightened for them. How scary. The punishment will stay the same. It will not be lightened from them. And nor will they be reprieved. And when those who associate others with Allah see their partners, they will say, our Lord, these are our partners to you, whom we used to invoke in worship besides you. But they will throw at them the statement, indeed, you are liars. And they will impart to Allah that day their submission and loss from them is what they used to invent. Those who disbelieve and averted others from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will increase them in punishment over their punishment for what corruption they were causing. And mention the day when we will resurrect among every nation a witness over them from themselves, that is their prophet, and we will bring you, O prophet, as a witness over these, that is your nation. Imagine, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself have to witness. And we have sent down to you the book as clarification. Question, is this book clarifying enough for us or not? For all the things, and as guidance and mercy and good tidings for Muslims. What do we learn in this paragraph? We learn that, do I really seriously think that this Quran is Hudan wa Bushra? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it is Hudan, guidance, it is Bushra, good news. Good news for who? Good news for the believers. Good news who follow it. Or it is bad news for those who don't follow it. It warns us too. So, another thing we can learn from this section is that, am I ready for the witness of the Day of Judgment? Imagine when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the witness too, right? And do I want to seek hidayah and use this book for my life or not? And now in the next section, ayah number 90 to 100, basics of Islam. What do we learn in this? Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving help to relatives and forbid immorality. Notice here, relatives, kinship, it's so important. People take very lightly. And you know this ayah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Does this ayah sound familiar to your ears? You know why? Because this is ayah every Jummah khutbah Imam recites it. You know why? Because this is the Islam. This is the basic concept of Islam. And this khutbah, most of us hear every Jummah. Did we ever pay attention what Imam is saying, or is just a saying? Notice each and every word. 6 things are given in this ayah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan, meaning have adl and ihsan. Number 3, ita'i dhil qurba, and take care of the relatives. Wa yanha anil fahsha, stay away from what's fahsh. Munkar and munkar, 2 things. Wal baghi, 3 things. Ya'isukum la'allakum tazkurun. Tadakkaroon. What do we learn here? All these things, we really need to think about it. Next time when you attend Jummah khutbah, know what Imam is saying, and have intention that, oh Allah, make me the one who does all these 6 things. And fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have taken it, O believers. Question: are we taking this as a covenant or not? And do not break out oaths. And this is the next thing. Keep promises. After the confirmation, while you have made Allah over you all security, meaning the witness, indeed, Allah knows what you do. And do not be like she who untwisted her spun thread after it was strong by taking your oath as means of deceit between you, because one community is more plentiful in number of wealth than another community. Allah only tries you thereby, and He will surely make clear to you on the day of resurrection that over which you used to differ. And if Allah had willed, He could have made you of one religion, but He sends stray whom He wills and guides whom He wills. And you will surely be questioned about what you used to do. And do not take your oaths as means of deceit between you, lest a foot slip after it was once firm, and you would taste evil in this world. Notice here, you would taste evil in this world. And for what people you diverted from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a scary ayah, right? And you would have in the hereafter a great punishment. How people divert away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By endorsing the things that are not right. This is one of the way people avoid people. And ayah number 95, and do not exchange the covenant of Allah for a small price. Indeed, what is with Allah is best for you, if only you could know. Whatever you have will end, but what Allah has is lasting. And we will surely give those who were patient their reward according to the best of what they used to do. Whoever does righteous, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life. Notice here, a good life. What is the life? And we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter, according to the best of what they used to do. People think coming to Quran will make the life boring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, He gives a good life in this dunya. And people are unaware of this. Hayatun tayyiba, such a beautiful thing. We should all long for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hayatun tayyiba, pure life. Good life is what? A pure life that is free from any illnesses of heart. And free, the heart is empty with the love of empty from other things, so that the love of Allah can enter. And this is hayatun tayyiba. And so, when you recite the Quran, first seek refuge in Allah. Fasta'iz billah. This is why a'udhu billah is very important before reciting the Quran, or else shaitan make it impossible for us to get it. Fasta'iz billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Shaitan, the expeller, from his mercy. Indeed, there is for him no authority over those who have believed and rely upon their Lord. His authority is only over those who take him as an ally and those who thought him associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do we learn in this section? Forgive others. Keep kinship ties. Stay away from indecency. Allah will question us everything we do. Keep your promises. Whatever we have is temporary. And it will be gone. Might as well share it with others. Your health will deteriorate over time. Might as well do something with the health. Your skills may not be there tomorrow. Might as well use them for others. Long, long for pure life. Hayatun tayyiba. In the next 101 to 110, don't waste your deeds. How the deeds are wasted, let's learn that. And when we submit a verse, when we substitute a verse in place of a verse, and Allah is most knowing of what He sends down, they say, "You, O Prophet, are but an inventor of lies," but most of them do not know. Say, "O Prophet, the pure spirit, that meaning the angel Jibreel, has brought it down from your Lord in truth to make firm those who believe and as guidance and good tidings to the Muslims." And we certainly know that they say, "It is only a human who teaches him," that is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tongue of the one they refer to is foreign. And this recitation, that is Quran, is in clear Arabic language. Indeed, those who do not believe in the verses of Allah, Allah will not guide them, and for them is a painful punishment. They only invent falsehood who do not believe in the verses of Allah, and it is those who are the liars. Whoever disbelieves in Allah, denies Allah after his belief, except for one who is forced to renounce his religion while his heart is insecure in faith, but those who willingly open their breasts to disbelief, upon them is wrath from Allah, and for them is a great punishment. And that is because they prefer the worldly life over the hereafter, and that Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Those are the ones who over whose hearts and hearings and visions Allah has sealed. May Allah save us from this seal. And it is those who are the heedless. Assuredly, it is they in the hereafter who will be the losers. Then indeed your Lord to those who immigrated after they had been compelled to say word of disbelief and therefore fought for the cause of Allah and were patient. Indeed, your Lord after that is forgiving and merciful. What do we learn here? Be patient, do good deeds, worry about acceptance, and don't store your deeds in a sieve where they're falling out from. Meaning, don't do good deeds and do bad deeds that they can eat up your good deeds. And do deeds like, for example, giving money, but while showing off, it's not going to be saved. Helping others with an intention of something else is not going to be working. So be careful with your deeds and worry about the acceptance of them. Ayah number 111 to 119, fully repaid. Allah's mother will not hold back anything. Rest assured for that. Ayah number 111. On the day when every soul will come disputing, that is pleading for itself, and every soul will be fully compensated for what it did, and they will not be wronged. And Allah present an example, a city that is Makkah, which has safe and secure, its provisions coming to it in abundance from every location, but it denied the favors of Allah. So Allah made it taste the envelopment of hunger. Today we see that. Despite having food, the fear is there. And fear for what they had been doing. And there had certainly come to them a messenger from among them, but they denied him. So punishment overtook them while they were wrongdoers. Then eat of what Allah has provided for you, which is lawful and good, and be grateful for the favor of Allah, if it is indeed Him that you worship. He has only forbidden to you dead animals, blood of the flesh of the swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah. But whoever is forced by necessity, neither desiring it nor transgressing its limit, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. And do not say about what your tongues assert of untruth. This is lawful and this is unlawful, to invent falsehood about Allah. Indeed, those who invent falsehood about Allah will not succeed. And it is but a brief enjoyment, and they will have painful punishment. And to those who are Jews, we have prohibited that which we related to you before, and we did not wrong them thereby, but they were wronging themselves. Then, indeed, your Lord to those who have done wrong out of ignorance and then repent after that and correct themselves, indeed, your Lord thereafter is forgiving and merciful. What do we learn here? You will receive what you earn. Exactly. Haram and halal is already determined. We cannot change. And for our sins, we need to first realize it, then accept them, meaning own them, and then seek repentance and be grateful for the blessings we have. Ayah number 120 to 128, be like Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is such a beautiful section where the surah will be ending soon. And we talk about our role model, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's qualities are listed here. Let's see what they are. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen. Indeed, Ibrahim was a comprehensive leader. Question: can we actually long for all these things what Ibrahim alayhi salam have? Let's make dua and say Ameen right away. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was a comprehensive leader. Allah, give us leaders from our children too. Devoutly obedient to Allah. Oh Allah, make us devoutly obedient to you. Devoutly obedient to Allah, inclining towards truth. Oh Allah, make us inclined towards the truth. And he was not of those who associate others with Allah. Oh Allah, make us free of any kind of shirk, whether it's small or big, whether it's visible or not, whether do I know it or not. And what else he had? He was grateful for his favors. Question, oh Allah, make us grateful for our favors. Let us count our favors. And he, that is Allah, chose him and guided him to a straight path. Oh Allah, choose us too and guide us to a straight path too. And guide us, our offspring, for a straight path too. And we gave him good in this world. Notice here, when we work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave goodness of this world. You don't have to wait to die to receive the goodness in the Jannah, because people think, yes, yes, I know Jannah is there, but this life will be boring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we will give you goodness of this world. You know what the goodness of this world is? The contentment, the peace, the love of Allah that they feel, because now they have a different mindset, and this is the goodness of this world. And we gave him in this world, and indeed in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. Then we reveal to you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the religion of Ibrahim. O Allah, make us follow the religion of Ibrahim, inclining towards truth. And he was not of those who associate with Allah. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating these qualities again, because this is the way to success. The Sabbath was only appointed for those who differed over it. And indeed, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that over which they used to differ. Invite to the way of your Lord. Question, are we ready to invite to the way of Allah? With wisdom, don't just go home and tell your family, do this and do don't. That's not wisdom. Let them connect to the word of Allah directly. And good instructions, how? Meaning, bil hikmah wal mu'izah, mu'izatil hasana, meaning in such a way that is heart-touching, not just pointing finger. Because you know what? When we complain to people, when we point fingers on their wrong, they turn even far away. This is why you see people don't come into Quran, because the good people, religious people, knowledgeable people point fingers at them. That's not the right way to give da'wah. The right way to give da'wah is make the connection, love them, and be soft and gentle, and earn their hearts, open up their ears, and then you give the message, and connect them to the direct word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not yours, not mine. With instructions, and argue with them in a way that is best. This is the instruction. This is da'wah technique we are learning here. Argue with them with the way that is best. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you hikmah. Allah will guide you how to talk to people. Allah will give you words in your mouth. Allah will back you up. And indeed, your Lord is most knowing of who has strayed from his way, and he is most knowing of who is rightly guided. And if you punish an enemy, O believers, punish with an equivalent of that with which you were harmed. Meaning, don't go overboard. You know, sometimes mother, they hit their child and they're not satisfied. They hit it again. And sometimes when we yell at somebody once, we want to yell it again and then again. And we keep on doing it and arguing it and repeating it. You know what it does? it makes the other person feel hard. They close their eyes. After first yell, they close their eyes and they close their ears. They don't hear. So if you have something to say, don't yell, first of thing. Second is you make them sit right in front of you. Third thing, you lower your voice. Keep your voice, tone of voice very low. And the fourth is when you talk to them as if they're listening, right? Don't just order them. Let them ask, what did you do? Do you think your attitude yesterday was right? Let them answer you. This is the best way to deal with them instead of just yelling at them, you are yelling, you are doing this, and you are that. But if you are patient, it is better for those who are patient. May Allah truly make us those who are patient. And be patient, O Prophet. Notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling who? The Prophet. Wasn't he patient? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us also through him. وَاسْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Highlight this ayah. And be patient, O Prophet, and your patience is not but through Allah. Meaning, patience is not even in our hands. It comes from Allah. It is a risk from Allah. Do you know that? Patience is a risk that we need to ask. It is a form of a risk that we need to develop. We need to have it. We need to make dua for it. O Allah, give us patience. And do not grieve over them and do not be in distress over what they conspire. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are doers of the good. And then, inshallah, alhamdulillah, the juz 14 has ended in a beautiful note that we all need to endure patience. And this is why we ask this dua, Rabbana afriq alayna sabran, meaning, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pour upon patience for us. Faghfir lana wa dhunubana, and then forgive us our sins. And this is the beautiful dua for today that we're going to learn that will help us in the next slide that you see. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa'audhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali. I want you to say this dua with me right now. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa'audhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wa'audhu bika min al-bukhli wal-jubni wa'audhu bika min ghalabati al-dayni. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and grief, and I seek refuge in you from helplessness and laziness and from miserliness and cowardice. And I seek refuge in you from the overpowering of death and dominion of the others. And in the last slide, you see a take-home message, and that is, gratitude is when we realize our worth as a woman and use our time wisely. Let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us the grateful ones and make us realize our power, that what we can bring to this nation, to this ummah, to this world, and be beneficial. Use our time wisely, not wasting in just cooking only. Yes, you can cook, but be mindful of how much time do you spend in cooking. Yes, you can dress up, but be mindful of how much time you spend in that. Because we, at the end of the day, time is also a risk, and we will be questioned about that. So inshallah, with that note, we'll end our session right here. Let's make dua. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا. وحسن الجزاء. سبحان الله. Very uplifting session, Sister Faiza. سبحان الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ponder over this universe and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you all pray when Sister Faiza pointed out, or whenever something touched you? Did you guys? Yes, alhamdulillah. See, I've mentioned so many times that it is the gathering of angels. So when angels say Ameen to our heartfelt du'as, then subhanallah, it just raises the status of their acceptance, inshallah ta'ala. Right? So alhamdulillah, we will keep on doing du'as throughout our journey. So did you notice that in every juz so far, it is the repetition of topics like arrogance, spending, being humble, ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much, you know, repetition. It is a reminder. Sabr and patience, being grateful. Exactly. You know, like so many, and it is, the Quran is tazkir. It's a zikra. And it's a reminder so many times, just like when we tell our kids, you know, keep on repeating things over and over again when they don't do it, and then we keep on repeating. So it is like that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember all the time. So it is in every juz that's coming, the same topic, in different format, of course, but the same, the main theme is the same. So we keep on remembering, and we never forget that. So inshallah wa ta'ala, we will keep on remembering whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. And inshallah wa ta'ala, we will try to develop all these qualities within ourselves, so we can be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedient servants. Allah does not need anything or anyone. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly. Sabr is the key to success, inshallah wa ta'ala. Yes, I wanted to ask you was to paste or state one point you will ponder upon leaving this session today. So what will be the point of to ponder upon when you leave this session today? Or maybe, you know, like anything, any point touched your heart, or any new point for that matter you learned today, which you did not know before. So work wisely, tirelessly like a honeybee. Be like a bee. Subhanallah. Did you all know before all these qualities of a honeybee? The lack of help makes other go astray. Exactly. Importance of hard work. Subhanallah. Work for akhirah, hereafter. Be like a honeybee and focus on the task at hand. Patient and sabr. Comparison of bee and a woman. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. So many points to ponder upon and so many things to work on. So it's so amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a lot. So go fast. Judgment, gratitude, poor souls will leave these worries to go. How to improve relationship with my spouse and children. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It is so very important to work on migrating away from bad habit. This is so very important. We really have to work upon that, because we tend to slip as human beings. The power of Kun of Allah. Exactly. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. A very beneficial session. As usual, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on this learning quest of ours. May we keep striving eternally. May we consider Quran as hudan and bushra. May I am honored, may we are honored to seek hidayah. May we struggle for and honored with hayatun tayyibah. May we forgive others without any reservations. May we fulfill our promises. May we are saved from the heedless behavior. May we are forgiven by our Lord, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst mukhlaseen and muhsineen. Ameen summa ameen. Take good care of yourself. May we are saved and protected from any and every shar there is. And may we are protected by shaitan, from shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in his hifzu aman. And if life and health permitted, inshallah wa ta'ala, we will meet again with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على رسول خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم لك الحمد.